Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gotta open with the breaking news this morning. If you're just getting in your car, turning on the radio, Pope Francis has died at age 88. Bells tolled in the church towers across Rome after the announcement. This happened overnight, our version of overnight. He technically died on Easter for, you know, their time. So that's going to be the big breaking news story all day long. At 7:35 a.m. this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. His entire life was dedicated to the service of the Lord and his church, said Ferrell, the Vatican Carmarlingo, who takes charge after the pontiff's death. So you're waking up this morning. The Pope has passed, actually hours after a brief public appearance related to Easter. So, and I know, I'm sure you're all on top of that. It's going to be the big story today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, and, you know, going to be interesting there. If you just read, you know, AP News, their write-up says, you know, he alienated conservatives with critiques of capitalism and climate change. Very controversial Pope, to say the least. At times seemed more interested in politics than in religion. In fact, that was most of the time. Almost every week there was a pronouncement on something that, you know, I as a Catholic was kind of shaking my head going, why are you even talking about that? Mm-hmm. You're out of your lane. You are, that is not in your job description. In fact, if you look at the major things that he did, a lot of the major pronouncements, they weren't really religious, or he tried to tenuously tie religion to them. I mean, I'm not sure why a Pope is weighing in on climate change, the borders of the United States of America, or capitalism. But he did, and he really politicized the church to the point, and I think this really is his legacy, that he so divided and alienated particularly American Catholics. That's where a lot of the money for Rome comes from, that the donations dried up. And he left the church with very, very real, big financial problems. I think the they're currently in the hole right now, $87 million, I think. And part of that's donations just drying up, nobody wanting to write a check there. I mean, when he slams you, slams everything you believe in and makes you feel like you shouldn't be in the church, you don't want to write a check. So church really, really politicized, honestly became more of a political operation than a religious operation, at least the public face of it. Under Francis, that just, I don't know if the church is going to recover from this. They've in recent years had to sell property to pay the bills. So, the media will not tell you that this morning because they like his politics, but that has, you know, he's done very real measurable financial damage to the church with, by politicizing it, quite frankly, the point at which I'm not sure what it even was. Other than that, I think he was more of a committed Marxist than he was a committed Catholic. And the good news is that the way that the Catholic Church works, popes cannot just unbind things that have been bound. He couldn't actually do the things he said. But you got the sense he really wanted to. So all of that going on. To me, one of the most interesting things going on over the weekend was what the White House lead did with COVID, whitehouse.gov, COVID.org. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw that. It was on the origin of COVID. Very simple. And it just the headline on this is lab leak, and it's a picture of Donald Trump, the true origins of COVID-19. In fact, the White House tweeted out over the weekend not to go to the website in order to get people to go to the website, which is funny. But it's very simple, and it's five bullet points. Number one, the virus possesses a biological characteristic that is not found in nature. That is true. Data shows that all COVID-19 cases stem from a single introduction into humans. That runs contrary to previous pandemics where there were multiple spillover events. They point the finger directly at China. And I couldn't help but think part of this has to do with the trade war we have going with China.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Yeah. Wuhan is the home to China's foremost SARS research lab, which has a history of conducting gain-of-function research with inadequate biosafety levels. Number four, Wuhan Institute of Virology researchers were sick with COVID-like symptoms the fall of 2019, months before COVID-19 was discovered at the wet market. And finally, five, by nearly all measures of science, if there was evidence of natural origin, it would have already surfaced. It hasn't. So this is directly aimed at China and very accusatory of China. Mm-hmm. So what a turnaround. And from the time when, remember, Trump was accused being, I guess, racist or something for suggesting that it came from Wuhan because he called it the Wuhan virus,
even though the media did that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right from the get-go.
Yeah,
that's where he got it from. The China virus, the Wuhan virus. That's CNN was saying that.
Yeah, they named it the Wuhan virus and then turned on him and slammed him for calling it the Wuhan virus. And he was a racist, but they weren't. The actual most interesting parts of this all, though, if you scroll down a couple of pages, there's breaking news in here. They actually take on Echo Health Alliance and say new evidence shows that the Department of Justice there's new evidence on Echo Health Alliance facilitating the gain of function research in China illegally. And they say the Department of Justice has opened investigation into Echo Health Alliance's pandemic era activities. So there's breaking news there.
Yeah.
And that should be criminally investigated. When, you know, you don't just get to partner with our worst enemy on Earth's bioweapons lab of its military and pass gain-of-function technology they did not possess to them that allows them to kill a lot of people. And ultimately, a lot of people died, whether they let it out on purpose or not.
Just so much about that whole era that was wrong and did so much damage politically, culturally, and from a health standpoint. And I still don't think that the absolute truth is out there about anything.
See, that's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because that's what's weird. They put this website out and it's great that, we finally have this admission from our government. But remember, Congress passed a bill mandate and Biden signed it, mandating the disclosure of the origins of COVID. But we still haven't gotten that. This website doesn't do that. It doesn't even mention the Pentagon. Doesn't mention the $52 million from the Pentagon. Doesn't mention the $53 million from USAID, direct to the Wuhan lab. Says they're investigating the Echo Health Alliance role. Doesn't mention UNC Chapel Hill. Does mention Peter Daszak, so that's good. So there's, I mean, in terms of declassifying the origins, this does not do that. Which means, technically, not only was the Biden administration in violation of the law because they didn't release all this, so is the Trump administration, at least at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully this is a first step to finally complying with the law. There was just a bizarre article last week. I actually have it in my stack where it said Trump administration considering declassifying origins. I'm like, what do you mean considering? I mean, Congress has already passed the legislation. Biden signed it and then did nothing, but he signed it. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, just like other major events in history, they're going to let time pass so that the repercussions can be spread out over a large area, I guess.
Yeah. Meanwhile, over the weekend, come to find out, Fauci's wealth doubled between 2019, when he was worth $7.5 million, and 2024, when he was worth $15 million, which is kind of weird since he was only making like $400,000 a year at that point.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I don't know what it is with the guy. This guy paid more than every other federal employee, including Donald Trump and his boss, Francis Collins. But Fauci is a boss. A lot of people didn't know that. Fauci was the head of the NIAID. But he was, because it was a sub-agency, he really was a middle-level manager. So, you know, why was this guy paid more than everybody else in federal government, including the president? Who the heck is he? He's treated like royalty when he leaves. He gets his own government car with his own government security team. Just, you know, wow. I mean, there's still so many unanswered questions about him. He really was an oligarch. I mean, if you look at, if you want to looking for a definition of an oligarch, go find one. Bernie Sanders, complaining about this is an oligarchy. Fortunately, Trump took his security away. He does not deserve to have that. You should. What is amazing, Lee, that you can double your wealth from 7 million to 15 million while overseeing a pandemic outbreak that arguably you helped cause, and you double your wealth. And you leave government with a criminal pardon covering more than a decade. Just so many red flags there. I hope Team Trump really continues in that prosecutorial direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.